Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon, over the weekend, our mate Sia, and I say mate.
You use the term quite loosely, don't you?
Very loose use of the term. Did a bit of status updating.
Yeah, now I didn't know whether to be offended. And look, it takes a lot to offend me.
It does.
It takes a hell of a lot. Firstly, let's say that Sia is what? Out as bisexual?
Yes.
Is she?
She's somewhere in the umbrella.
She is, right, yeah, okay, yeah. All right. So,
she's anyway, under my umbrella. Umbrella.
All right, so on Sunday, she put a status update saying, happy National Coming Out Day, hug a queer today, with hearts, okay, after it. And I thought, I don't really know whether that is something to be offended about. What? Like, that word, look, to a lot of people, the word queer doesn't really resonate too well.
Yes.
Yet, the Q is part of our LGBTIQ...
XYZMZW...
Yeah, yeah.
I, mu. Yes.
Yeah, so I'd like to put it out there and find out what people think about the word queer. Do you find that offensive, or do you find it as, you know, another one of our letters in our community?
Because, you know, different generations.
Definitely, yeah.
We have a different idea.
So, I've personally had bad experiences with that word. So, as soon as I hear that word, I sort of think, oh, you know, it's not what I'd like to hear. And it's something coming from Sia, I thought that she probably should have known a little bit better.
What do you think? You're on Joy 94.9. You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael. Now, Simon, we were having you brought up Sia's status update.
Yeah, yeah.
Where she said, happy National Coming Out Day, hug a queer today. And you weren't all that happy about the use of the word queer.
Look, I wasn't. And look, I'll be the first person to say that, you know, people do get... over-offended? Easily offended?
Yeah, look, there are some...
Over things, I think that, you know, you could sit there all day and, you know, say, oh, that's offensive and that's offensive. But at the end of the day, you know, you've just got to take things with a grain of salt. But I think that that particular post that she did, that sort of resonated with me personally. And I thought, I don't know, I think somebody with such a high celebrity profile shouldn't really be using that word, and especially somebody who identifies as part of our community.
Yes.
Yes. So I thought that she would know better.
We put the call out, 0427JOY949, or you can even email onair@joy.org.au with what you thought. And Simon Wayne sent a message in.
He did. He says, hi guys, I think queer is an awful word to use. I'm not odd. It weird, and I find it offensive and perplexed that the gay community uses such a term
so
often. Yeah, yeah. And isn't it weird? Like we've sort of had that as part of our alphabet umbrella. But yeah, it's just, it feels really weird to hear the term.
Andrew from Ringwoods emailed onair@joy.org.au, and he said, to me, the term queer implies some sort of abnormality, and I have regarded my orientation as an abnormality.
Yeah, look, I completely agree, Andrew. I think yeah. And for me, when I came out, the question was sort of asked by my mum, am I queer? And so for me, it was like, hang on, you know, and that's why when I see that word, I actually think, you know, like it's a lesser. Yeah. Like Andrew's saying, it's, you know, some sort of abnormality. So I think that word used by Sia was actually done in really poor taste.
And the thing is, like with the word gay, its meaning has always been one of happiness.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whereas queer has always, at least that I can remember in terms of the use of it in English, has always been something a bit off. Quirky. A bit quirky.
Yeah.
But see, quirky...
There's a better Q to work.
That's a better.
Use, yeah.
I like quirky. Yeah, I'm happy with quirky.
We should rename the Q in our alphabet to quirky, not queer.
I think so.
Mm.
And then there's...
This is probably the deepest we've gone.
I know. careful.
Normally it's Kardashians and celebrity babies and stuff, look out.
Well, and then see you guys on that happy coming out day. It's like, well, why do you need a day for coming out? Like, don't we want people not to come out? Like, do they not have to come out?
Imagine if everybody did it on the same day, though. It's, and there could be presents, like a birthday.
In that case, that's okay. But like, do we want people to have to come out? Like, do we want that to be a focus day?
Yeah, really? I don't know. Isn't that a weird one?
Yeah, I don't know. Tell us what you reckon. Simon has not really enjoyed CU's use of the word queer.
Yeah, no, I won't be purchasing any of her new stuff. Not that I purchased her old stuff anyway, yeah.
Mm.
Should we hit the skids?
Should we
be working at 7-Eleven in no time without my financial support?
Now, look, we've had some more thoughts. No, we'd love to know what you think. SMS 0427 joy949. You can email onair@joy.org.au or join the conversation on Twitter or Facebook, smjoy949. Had a message come in from Grant Simon.
Yeah, so Grant has said, hi guys, I think that like the black community embracing the N-word and using it as a term of endearment and pride, we've similarly adopted the term queer. When we take the insults and hurt and insults and turn them into badges of pride, they lose their power to hurt.
Mm.
Which, look, I agree with that comment.
Yes.
I think that, you know, once you reclaim a word, you can sort of take ownership of it and direct it into a more positive sort of spin. But then I sort of look at that word and go, well, you know, if you've sort of been put down as a kid, or it sort of takes you back to some really dark places, no matter when you hear that word, from anybody else who is even trying to use that word in a good context and to sort of promote awareness and everything, it still does sort of not resonate that well. So I think that, look, it's a real double-edged sword, a word like that.
Anytime there's a word thrown at you all the time as a kid growing up, it sticks, right? The word and that's the thing. It's hard to let it go.
Mm.
You know, you can only do so much. But it's tough.
Do you know what we need?
What?
We need a Whoopi Goldberg, an Elizabeth Hasselbeck, and a Joy DeVere on the in the studios with us. It's very much The View, isn't it? We need everybody talking over the top of each other
all the time. If we just do that, we just talk about stuff. Absolute rubbish. Yeah. We won't stop. We just keep going and going and yelping and yapping. It'll be fine.
But look, what I do love about Grant's message is that, you know, Grant's got involved and let us know what his thoughts are.
Yeah.
And I also totally see where Grant's coming from, because, you know, you've got to take those words and make them your own and make them a positive. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, it's like lots of things. You have to take it and own it. That's it.
You do quite regularly, don't you?
This is Erasure and Elevation here in the backseat on Joy 94.9. Simon, we're going to have one last discussion, or we're going to finish the discussion about the term queer coming out, because we've had quite a number of people message their thoughts and it's only fair that we share them.
Yeah, indeed. So, Paul Anthony, the wonderful Paul Anthony from Joy.
Good on the Thursday afternoons.
He has said, howdy backseaters, queer. I can't stand it, mainly because of its dictionary meaning. However, Midsummer's tagline is Midsummer, celebrating queer culture. And MQFF is Melbourne Queer Film Festival. And he says, you say you're not going to buy Sia's new album due to the use of the word queer, but you would still attend both of the above events. I actually can't remember the last time I went to the MQFF or the or Midsummer.
Do you remember
me going to Midsummer recently? Anyway, but he said also not sure the Melbourne Quirky Film Festival kind of cuts it. Yeah, very true.
I think it's a nice name.
Yeah, look, it'd bring a different element of films.
Tony sent a message in saying, hey guys, I really don't care what people say about me, so it's pretty hard to insult me, but I can see how it would upset other people. He also, on the flip side there, someone did ask, he requested that we play my List or Leave It song from last week.
Mm.
Mm.
So, Tony, look, you have done a complete 180 and dissing Michael's tracks before they were even played to requesting them before hearing the new ones. So, look, yeah. I do like that turnaround. It's
isn't it nice?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy. And I also did talk about coming out.
Yes.
The whole thing about coming out. And Robert emailed onair@joy.org.au. He said, I think for the moment, coming out, especially by celebrities and sports people, is still necessary. However, hopefully there'll be a time in the not too distant future where it won't be necessary, as society will have progressed enough for people's sexuality not to matter anymore. But he doesn't think we're there yet, because there aren't enough role models for the younger generations to look up to and strive to emulate. And the lack of sensation and actual support around Ian Thorpe's coming out is how it should be. But he still thinks it's necessary.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I agree with that.
So it's a nice it's a nice wide collection of ideas. And it's always good to hear about what people are thinking.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.